Welcome back to the Townships at 12. In this segment, I will be talking with Sonoma Brawley. Sonoma is a Bishop student, and she is one of the cast members in the upcoming play called Spring Awakening. Sonoma will talk about the play and also how she balances her acting time with her academic time. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start off the second half of the show today with a song called Mama Who Bore Me by Alex Worthington. The song is from the play Spring Awakening, an 8-time Tony Award winner in 2007. And right after the song, we will hear the interview. CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we welcome Sonoma Brawley to the Townships at 12. She's a music and a drama student at Bishop's University and one of the cast members at the upcoming play at Bishop's called Spring Awakening. So we welcome you, Sonoma.
Hi, thanks so much for having me today.
Now, Spring Awakening is an 8-time Tony Award-winning musical. Tell us about the play and your character in the play.
Yeah, so the play really focuses on children, boys and girls who have been separated by gender because of school and society. And it's really about them finding themselves and also interacting with the adults in their life and playing with the different relationships between what they've been told is right versus what they believe is right, and really trying to find their way and kind of transitioning into adults. And it's really a show that focuses on like the value of education and how important that is and how transparency is really necessary within the systems that we operate in, also for the safety of the children.
Okay, tell us about your acting and musical experience.
I absolutely love theater, and I've been doing it since I think I was 7, just performing in different productions at my high school growing up and in community. And I absolutely love Bishop's. It's been such an incredible experience to come here and really get to dive deeper into music and theater and drama and dance. I just love every aspect of performing.
Okay, that's wonderful. Are you a Bishop student or are you from one of the other universities?
Yeah, I'm a Bishop student. Okay. I'm in my second year.
Okay, your second year. Now, what was the audition for the play like? Was it difficult, as the play deals with some difficult aspects such as sexual violence, incest, and suicide?
It was definitely a process to prepare for the show, and we've been working really closely with the sexual violence support center at school, and we've really tried to, for the cast and also people who will be attending the show, make sure that they're aware of the content and what available resources are around.
Okay, good. How much of your time is taken up with the play? Rehearsal times, learning your lines, and how do you balance that with your study time?
Yeah, it definitely is a lot. It's a really big time commitment to be in a production. Luckily, I do get this for credit. It's awesome. So two of my classes go towards being in this production. So that definitely does take up like the class time, the learning, the walking and the dance numbers and the song. And then we do spend a lot of time outside of that kind of designated class time to work on our lines and make sure that we come into rehearsals knowing what we need to know. And then it really just is a balance trying to find time to work on other stuff. I know a lot of us are writing essays in between when we're cold or studying or just kind of finding what little available time we have. But we've been able to make it work, and it is a balance.
Okay, that sounds great. Sounds like you really have the balance there. Tell us about the costumes and the props in the play.
I think costumes and props are just so incredible. We have a really amazing technical team who works on this production. Getting costumes and props and like seeing the whole set is really when it feels like the show is coming together. So, I mean, I think that they're incredible, and I'm really excited to see them on stage with the lights and in the big theater.
Okay. Now, the play is from March 14th to March 16th. And on March 17th, there's a matinee show at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online through Le Point Devant or by calling Centennial Theater box office at 819-822-9692. Regular ticket prices are $30, and for seniors it's $25, and for students with a valid ID card, only $15. And if you want a VIP ticket, it's $50, and that includes special seating, a backstage tour, and meeting with the cast, and people must be 14 years and over to attend the play. What experience do you think you've gained the most out of doing this play, Sonoma?
I think every time I work on a production, it's a huge learning experience, and I think this one has been really unique because even though it's a play that's set in 1890, the music is all like rock, so it really feels like there's a big contrast sometimes between our text and our song, so that's been really fun to play with.
Okay, how many plays have you actually done, Sonoma?
This is my second one at Bishop's University. Last year, I was also in The Jersey Chaperone, and then I did three in my high school growing up, and then a bunch in community theater.
Is acting and going into the music business something that you're interested in and pursuing after you graduate, do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely what I'm interested in. And being able to do productions like this at university is just such an incredible learning opportunity that definitely helps propel those goals forward.
Okay, that's wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I think that's it. Thanks so much.
Well, we thank you very much, Sonoma Brawley. And you are a cast member in the upcoming play at Bishop, Spring Awakening. Looking very forward to that. And all the best on the play and your career. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Forgiven, I believe. in heaven. All will be forgiven. And there is hope in heaven.
I believe.
All will be forgiven. There is hope in heaven.
I believe.
All will be forgiven. There is hope in heaven.
I believe.
All will be forgiven. There is hope in heaven.
I believe.
All will be forgiven.
And that song, again, another song from the play Spring Awakening. The song was called I Believe and is by Alex Worthington. Next up, the health news. A couple of tips here to improve your memory. One is pay attention. Attention is the golden ticket of memory. It is the first essential ingredient in remembering anything past this present moment. We often don't use this, and then we think we're forgetting something, but it's not that we've forgotten. We never created the memory in the first place if we didn't pay attention. Let's say you put your glasses down on the counter and then go off to do a bunch of other things. A couple of minutes later, you're like, oh my God, I can't remember where I put my glasses. What is wrong with my memory? Well, you never created a memory because to do that, you need the neural input of attention. And give it a moment's attention, even say it out loud, because when you're giving your auditory cortex a chance to have more input, then you're actually creating a memory. Another tip, write it down. Do you remember things much better when you jotted them down? There's a reason that that's a powerful tool. Think of a memory as modes of attachment to the brain. So if you just say some words, they have some meaning for me, but if I write them down, now I'm using another part of the brain. It involves more senses. If you think of the brain as a neural network, the more points of attachment there are to a memory, the more possibilities you have for accessing it later. Plus, by writing it down, you're revisiting the memory, essentially practicing it, and when you do this, you are reactivating the neural pathways of that memory, making it stronger. Another important reason writing things down is a good practice, our brains are not designed to remember to do things later. This is called prospective memory, and it is unreliable in everyone. People think, oh, it's cheating if I use a to-do list or a checklist, I should be working that part of my brain or it's going to get weaker. But it's actually very good practice to outsource the job to a written list. Prospective memory requires the exact right cue in the exact right place at the exact right time. Don't expect that your brain will remember anything you need to do later. It isn't cheating to write things down. So that's a couple of good tips for people out there. And it's from the magazine Prevention, February 2024 copy.
Take a chance.
hard to get in rhythm with this pain. Someone tell me what the hell is wrong. Nights always feel quiet and too long.
Heard the song called Staring at the Wall. That's by Norah Jones. It's from her latest album called Visions. I'd like to thank my guest today, Dr. Lauren Nelson, for telling us all about the eclipse. And that's going to be very exciting. Check it out. Make sure you go to the Bishop's University website. And also, I want to thank Sonoma Brawley, cast member of the upcoming play starting this week, Spring Awakening at Bishop's University. And again, make sure you get your tickets for that. It's definitely going to be a great play. And thanks everybody for listening, and have a great day. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM. And we'll close today's show with a song from Virginia to Vegas, and the song is called Time.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. And summers underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. Then suddenly I woke up one day looking more like my dad. The world don't seem so big no more, and I gotta face the facts.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
time ain't waiting.
Tell you the only thing you can't get back is
time.